Sanbonani kusihlwa.
Greet you this evening.
Siyazi ukuthi isisho sithi umfundisi ulinda ngeculo.
Now the saying goes that you wait for the preacher with the song.
Kushuthi sibona singakapheleli abafundisi bayazi ukuthi hayi bazoloku becula nje koze kungene.
And I see that we're not complete yet, so the preachers know that we can come at any time, they'll still be singing.
Shutiye sizocela la ubaba semthunzini azivulele lenkonzo yamanje kusihlwa.
We ask our father from Tunzini, Mr. Stegen, if he could please open the service for us in prayer.
Masithu baba semthunzini indaba uhlala ngasemthunzini umfowabo kamfundisi lo sekusele kancane nje alihlanganise ikhulu.
Now we say it's our father from Tunzini, because that's where he lives. It's Reverend Stegen's brother, and he's close to getting to 100 years old.
Masithandaza.
Shall we pray?
Siyabonga Nkosi.
We thank you, Lord.
Sibonga wena ukuthi ufuna ukuthi thina siphilele wena.
We thank you, Lord, that you want
to. Siyacela Nkosi. Sebenza wena. Udala umsebenzi wasezulwini enhlizweni zethu.
Thank you, Lord.
Siza ukuthi le nkonzo ibe isibusiso kulona lo. Masiphendele ekhaya futhi sibe nomculo enhlizweni ukuthi wena Nkosi wangifela ufuna ukuthi ngisinde ngingabhubhe esihogweni. Siza Nkosi ubusa manje enkonzweni, busisa amazwi esiwathola namhla manje ubhekane nathi Nkosi sihawukele. Sicela ngegama lakho Nkosi, wena ofisa ukuthi sonke siphila phakathi naphakathi ezulwini. Siza Nkosi ukuthi singalahlekelwa, kodwa kufezeke ukuthi thina sonke somukeleka ezulwini. Siyacela ngegama lakho Nkosi, busisa le nkonzo. Amen.
Hayi siyabonga kakhulu baba semthunzini. Imazi engakaphumi izimvu ekhanda.
Thank you very much. I have the privilege of calling him my grandfather. Baba Dube has known him even before his hair was grey.
Lo humshayo umzukulu wakhe.
The one who's interpreting is a grandchild, grandson.
Oshukuthi-ke nam ngangithi ngiyasondela eduze kakhe ngithi unwele zophephukela la kumina ngibe nezimvu, hayi lutho kwangenzeka.
I thought that I could come close to him and maybe one of the grey hairs would land on me and I would also go grey, but it didn't happen.
Anje ubaba lo sesiqhube nayo kakhulu umsebenzi wenkosi, yikho ngithi ngimazi izimvu zingakaqhumi ekhanda.
We have been proclaiming and bringing the gospel for many years together. That's why I say I knew him before he started turning gray.
Uma kufika ivungu vungu khamba ngapha nangapha imoya ngemoya simbona njalo emile nomndeni wakhe esiqinisa enza konke emsekele umfowa.
The storms would come, the winds would come from either side, but He would stand together with his family supporting God's work. Yeah, we can see that Baba is also he's already also over 70 years old. Now I've passed by the grace of God.
And then that's
why I said if I would be close by, maybe one of the grey hairs would fall on me. But even my mother, she got was over 80 years old, but her hair did not turn grey yet. Ministers and servants of the Lord, those who have been here, we have truly been blessed, we who have been here at Kwasizabantu. Our hearts are full with that with which you shared with us.
And
we thank Reverend Steken who said there are many denominations, but there is only one heaven and one hell.
Manje kakhulu intshumayelo beyiqhamuka ngalanje obantu ngamabandla ahlukene kade bemila phambili thina masikhulumela usiza abantu isebenzi zonke zenkosi nobuholi bala imishini sibusiseke kakhulu befundisi.
And we saw that many preachers from different churches, different denominations, but we as Kwasizabantu together with the leadership and the co-workers of the mission, we say thank you and we have really been blessed. You have come and you were there just to sharpen us. And because of your sermons and the messages that you have brought, we realize that even now we will be sharper than before. And our backpacks and in our hearts, we have taken it and we have kept it safe. And may I say this, preachers, ministers, when you are traveling with a car, you look at the road signs and they point you in this direction and that direction. But that signpost, that road sign does not reach that destination. It does its work and stands on one place and says, this way to Johannesburg, that way to Durban. And may we ministers not be like that signpost, that road sign that says heaven is that way, hell is that way, and then we find that we do not get there. Preaching to them about the cross, teaching them about the Lord Jesus, telling them, if you do like this, you will go into heaven. If you do like this, you will go to hell. And we find ourselves not getting to heaven. And each and every one, may we go. May we go with our lanterns full of oil.
esiwatholile ngalezi inkonzo ukuhlale njalo masihlale sivutha simvuthele uNkulunkulu.
And this oil that we have received during this conference, may we be on fire always for the Lord.
Kungabi njengalowo muntu othi yena njengalezo ntombi okwathi mase kufika umyeni kwatholakala uthi amafutha abana.
And may we not be like those virgins that when the bridegroom came, that they said, well, saw they did not have any more oil.
Ngoba singezwa ngamahlebe silalele sizwe konke thola ukuthi ibani ngaphakathi asinalutho amafutha akukho lutho.
We can hear with our ears, it goes in, but in our hearts the lamps are not burning, there is no oil inside.
Kodwa mayekhona lamafutha ngaphakathi enhlizweni zethu lizohamba ivangeli.
But if that oil is in our hearts, the gospel will go forth.
Uma ngabe lezo libani sitholile sizohamba sikhanyisa sikhanyise sibatshela abantu ngoJesu.
And if we have received those lamps, we will shine and we will tell people about the Lord Jesus.
Kodwa mangekho mafutha ungekho kuvutha ngaphakathi kuzofana nje neload shedding.
But if there's no oil and there's no burning within the heart, it will be exactly the same as load shedding.
Umlilo cishayo ubuyokukhanye uyakhanya uyacisha.
You are burning and then it is off.
Namhlanje yamvuthela uNkulunkulu umfundisi kusasa sekuphelile akusekho lokho bekuthole ngenkonzo umzalwana kasenalutho sekucishile akusekho lokho bekutholile sekusathana sekuthathile.
Today you are on fire and then you carry on and that fire goes away. That which you have received you don't have and the devil has taken away the light.
Angathi singayiphile ke leyo mpilo esiphila kuyo namhlanje ukuthi kuyakhanya ngalesikhathi.
May we not live a life like that, that we are burning in our light, and the next time we are just dull.
Athola lapho khona lapho akusekho ukuxhumana noNkulunkulu, inetwork ayisekho, silahlekile.
And there is no connection between you and God. Network is gone.
Asakwazi ukuxhumana noNkulunkulu noma nini uthi ufuna ukuxhumana noNkulunkulu. Awusakwazi ukuxhumana noNkulunkulu sokukhona manje network ayisekho ukuxhumana naye. Khuluma noNkulunkulu ukuthandaza kusekho sekuphelile yonke lento ayisekho.
You cannot talk to God. There is no contact between you and God. There is no network. It is gone.
Wisho ukuthi kukhona la memezelo ngaze ngikhohlwe. Umfundisi wesifundisi ukuthi imemezelo zingashiwe emva kwenkonzo.
And I've got an announcement to make before I forget. But Reverend Stegen taught us that announcements do not get made after the service. Because you will then dampen and close that which has been brought, which has come to light.
Manje ke kushukuthi ke la umfundisi uNcamo wale. Mawubheka matuba. Yeye uthi uyacela ukuthi makhona abanye ngakhona ekuseni bemphathe ufike nje naye ngamakhombi azofika la.
Mfundisi Ncamo just asking if there's anyone going in the matuba direction tomorrow, if you could please get a lift.
Manje mase ke kuphuma inkonzo futhi ukhumbuza nje mase kusihamba siyolala sesodlula ngala.
And when the services come to an end, we can still have refreshments there before we go and sleep. We will long after you, preachers, because when you are not there anymore, we will be bored. We felt warm being with you.
Niyazi ukuthi umikhuni uyihlanganisa uvuthela umlilo uvutha zivutha kakhulu.
You know, if you take logs and you put them together, make a big pile and they burn together, there's a big fire.
Manje ke ngalezi nsuku besuzwile umlilo kaNkulunkulu usebenza phakathi kwethu, sasezwela futhi ukuvutha ngaphakathi enhlizweni zethu.
These days we have felt the fire of the Lord among us, and we have seen how the Lord has been among us.
Wangathi impela nawe lo mlilo utholile nalokho kuvuthu okutholile enhlizweni yakho kwangathi ungaqhubeka kungacishi.
And may that fire that you have received, that heart that is now burning, may it not.
Sesiyakuzwa lokho kwakushiwo ophethe ukuthi kwangathi ungakhiwa madokodo bafundisi.
And now we understand what Peter and them, the disciples, Peter and them said when they said, can we just build a tent here?
Hey, ngeke kube inkinga bafundisi mase sesinibona la ezulwini ukuthi ngwaleli ibandla, ngwaleli ibandla ngoba sesiqalisila emhlabeni.
It won't be a problem when we get to heaven and you are from this church or this denomination because we already started it here on earth.
Ngoba manje kufanele simkaka uSathane simphuce ifenisha yakhe.
And because we need to take away that furniture that the devil thinks he has.
Ngathini ngezinto zithi lapho ziyazingela khona lapho abazingelayo sebeshaya nabodwa inyamazana izobaleka.
Now just think of those that are going hunting. They are hunting for buck and yet suddenly they start fighting among each other. That wild animal will run away.
Umuntu oshumela ivangeli kube ngathi ungemnika uhlelo.
Someone who preaches the gospel, you should not make an MC.
Sengiyayibamba.
I'm going to hold it there.
Ngoba kuyavutha kakhulu enhlizweni.
It is burning in my heart.
Kona obaba nje uma ubabuka kube ngathi awubafana nobaba wami.
And you see the fathers are, and it's as if they're the same as my father.
Hayi kubaba yena usesenkosini. Na umoya esidaba kakhulu noma ngelolo kumemezela. Omnye umfundisi esishumela naye kweindawo naye kabanga safika la hayi inkosi yamthatha.
My father has already passed on, has gone to the Lord, and it's also difficult. There was a minister that was going to be with us, but the Lord has also taken him.
Usuku lokugcina ke namhlanje kuhle kuvaleliswane kahle uhlelo la alude ushuthe ngathi uNkulunkulu angasiza singalali ukuthonga.
And this is the last meeting that we have together, last service. It's a long program. May the Lord help us that we will not fall asleep.
Woshukuthi lanso sotela la uN Nhlabathi ezela phambili uzoqhubeka ngakho konke azokusho.
Ask our brother N Nhlabathi to come and to share that which he is going to say.
Ngicela ukubingelela obaba befundisi, omama befundisi.
I'd like to greet all the ministers present.
Nababishop abakhona laphakathi kwethu.
And the bishops that are with us.
Ngisukuma njenganomncane phakathi kwabo bonke abakhona la.
I get up as the smallest among all who are here.
Kodwa emva kwalezi inkonzo zonke sizizwile, ngihlulekile noma sihlulekile ukuthi sithule njenganabantu abasha.
But after the services that we have had, we as young people, we could not remain quiet.
Sicelile nathi ukuthi sishutheke noma sibancane kobaba nakoma.
And we've asked just to squeeze in and be there together with our fathers and mothers.
Sihlushwe ile ndaba le.
This matter is what troubles us.
Yes, hlupha lenda.
It troubles us.
Njengoba seshilo babu Dube inkonzo yokugcina le sesiyahlukana.
As Baba Dube has said, this is the last service, soon we will part.
Kungenzeka futhi kwabanye bethu sihlukana ukuhlukana sesiyohlangana ekhaya.
As it could be that some of us will be parting and we will meet and at home one day.
Ayikho inkinga ukuthi sihlukane sihlangane ekhaya.
There's no problem that we part and meet at home.
Kodwa uma sihlukana lesisikhashana singakahlukani ukuhlukana sifike ekhaya sidinga ukuthi sihambe silungisile lenkinga le.
But if we part and we are still alive and we are still on earth, this problem we need sorted out.
Umalume ekuseni uzamile ukuyichaza, wayichaza yacaca, yasala kodwa kumina ukuthi ake ngithi nami ukuyicacisa le ndaba le ngoba ibalulekile.
Malume explained it to us very well this morning, but I would still like to add something more.
Inkinga yethu thina bagcotshwa thina abathunywa kuye kuma ipolitiki nje ime uNkulunkulu afuna ukusebenza afuna ukusebenzisa ebese sivinjwa ipolitiki ngizoyichaza ipolitiki.
We as the anointed, we as the ones who are sent, we do our work and then politics come and it stops our work, and I'll explain why.
Ipolitiki evukayo phakathi kwabashumayeli kwabafundisi kuvuka ukuthi who are you? Ungcono ngani wena? Nami ngiyumholi kwelami ibandla. UNkulunkulu ufuna ukusebenza kuma name tag esiqhokuswe wona.
Now the politics we have amongst the ministers is as the one is bringing the gospel, we say, well, who are you? What makes you better? We are held up by our name tags.
Ngiyaxolisa abazalwane ukuthi ngikusho lokhu njengoba ngishilo. Ngingomncane phakathi kwenu. Kodwa inhliziyo yami iyaqhuma lapho ngibuka ngathi haw. Kungenzeka kanjani ukuthi sithole ithuba lokuthi sizongena egarage? Regardless ukuthi silimele ngalihloboluni mangabe silimele noma ushayiseke kancane noma ushawe isachotho noma ungenwe enye imoto ngemuva mhlambe amadenti abonakalayo noma angabonakali kodwa sonke ngomusa kaNkulunkulu siqoqelwe kule workshop ukuba sizocangcathwa kule ndawo.
And as I said that I am the smallest among you, but we have had an opportunity to come to the workshop, come to the panel beating shop where we can see whether it be damage to our vehicle from hail or whether there's a slight dent at the back. But we have all had this opportunity to come to the workshop. This is what troubles me, brethren.
Bayakhandleka baya bakhiphiconsi lokugcina labo abantwana bakaNkulunkulu abebela bezama ukusilungisa ukuthi noma ngabe yakho ingozi ingalaphi noma iyophi yabonakala noma ayibonakali kodwa oqhumisa inhliziyo yami zibhizi izinceku zikaNkulunkulu ziyachetha anginankinga nokuthatha izithombe nokurekhoda bayachetha o WhatsApp khona enkonzweni sizohamba siphetheni.
God's servants have put their all into it to bring us the message, to help us and to give us direction. And what are we busy with? We're busy on these cell phones, whether we are chatting and doing what we want. I'm not even mentioning recording and taking pictures.
Ubhizi uNkulunkulu uyababumba abantu uyabamolda labafuna ukuyosebenza ngabo. Wena ubhizi nezinto ezingakwakhi. Uwe loyo uvala ispace ngaphandle uvimbele abantu abathunyiwe ngoba uthunywanga wena.
And the Lord is busy molding those whom he wants to send out, and yet you are busy with your own thing.
Ngiyaxolisa abazalwane bobaba nani bomama njoba ngishilo ngingomncane phakathi kwenu. Sesiyahamba siye emakhaya besinikezwe ithuba lokuthi noma ngabe ngumongameli esikhundleni enginikezwe sona ngihamba ngiyaxhugela abangiboni labe ngibaholayo kodwa la sonke singabaholi besinikwe ithuba lokuthi woza dokotela bona hlola zengibuye lengingasaxhugise ngihambele.
Now excuse me if I say it as it is, but we have had an opportunity to come together. Even though you might be the leader or the president and you are limping and you have a limp and you have an opportunity to fix that limp so that when you leave here that you can walk without anything hindering you.
Besinikezwe ithuba lokuthi nami ke ngihlale phambi kaNkulunkulu. Ngihambe ngiyomvezela. Kuhle kuka Jesu uma efika uLazaru eseshonile. UJesu uthi uphi nimbekephi. Bona babalimdanti ukuthi hayi inkosi kubube ubukhona. Uthi uJesu nimbekephi. Uma sebefika la beqonda ukuthi uJesu uthini bathi woza nkosi ubone. Bekuyithuba lokuba sizomvezela uJesu inhliziyo zethu. Ngiyancenga abantwana bakaNkulunkulu ngobubele bukaNkulunkulu ungahamba kuyolala ungayithathi imoto yakho uhambe izinto zingalungile enhlizweni yakho.
We have had an opportunity to be before the Lord. When the Lord came to where Lazarus was, he asked, "Where is he?" The others were concerned and saying, "But Lord, if you had been here earlier, he would have not have died." But in the end, when they realized what the Lord had asked, the Lord then said, they took him to the Lord and said, "That is where he is." Let us take our opportunity. Let's not go to bed tonight without having made our lives right before God.
UNkulunkulu ngomusa wakhe nangobubele bakhe akasenzele umusa. Afumina kimi. Ngithi inkosi iqala kimi. Zema ngifika kulabo abantu ongithume kubona uma sengiqonda ngempela ukuthi ngithunyiwe. Ngoba kungenzeka emva kwelezi nkonzo esizwile kube khona umuntu othi hayi bengithi ngithunyiwe kanti angithunywanga. Uma sesiqonda ukuthi sithunyiwe, inkosi iqala ngami. Uma mina ngingakwazi ukuhlala phansi ngivume ezami izono, expecta kanjani ngibalusa ukuthi bavume izono?
May the Lord, in His grace and mercy, kill the self within me. If I want to go and I want to lead the flock, and I want to teach them and show them the way and tell them and show them how they must make their life right before God, how can I as a minister not sit down and confess my sin?
Uma mina ngihluleka ukuya kuNkulunkulu ngiyodalula izono zami, uyazazi. Ngiexpecta kanjani ukuthi abantwana nabashe ngibaholayo ebandleni bazokwazi ukuyovumeza izono uma ngithi izono ziyavuna ngingakwazi mina ukuzivuma?
How can I not bring my sins to God, God who knows them all, but He wants me to bring it out? And how can I teach the youngsters, the youth, those that need help in my church, how can I show them and tell them about it if I don't even know what it is?
Zizamile inceku zikaNkulunkulu ukuyithunga lento, ukusidweba lesi sithombe ukuthi sibone ukuthi kuyikuphi lokhu uNkulunkulu akakulindele kithi. Injani inhlalo yami nomkami ngisho mayele ivangeli?
God's servants have been trying to show us, draw us a picture. But if my relationship between me and my wife is not even there, what is it like?
Injani inhlalo phakathi kwami nonkosikazi engishade naye? Sengimile ngishumayela uyamusho amen noma uthi oh ukube bayamasi.
What is my relationship like, my life like with my wife? Do the people just say amen and then you say oh, but only if you knew what he was really like?
Kodwa uma sonke besingenile la kule penal beating shop sacangcathwa salungiswa, for sure manje sesinombono ukuthi masisuka la siyapi.
If all of us had come into this penal beating shop and had been worked, we would have left here knowing and understanding where we are going.
Ngicela ukuthinta into esensitive kwabanye abantu. Uma uke wayithinta abantu uvane kuphakama amadimoni axokozele engqondweni zabo, bavane badideke baphele. Kodwa ngicela ningilalele nikumoya kaNkulunkulu.
Allow me to mention this. Sometimes when you speak about this, people's minds just go all over the place. There are just spirits all over that cause uneasiness. But let me explain.
Ubaba uStekeni umfundisi wala ekhaya akasiyena uNkulunkulu.
Reverend Stekeni, the founder of this mission, is not God.
Kuyacaca lokho.
Is that clear?
Kodwa unguMoses wethu esikwazi ukufunda kuye uma kukhulunywa ngoJesu osindisa umuntu nokuthi uJesu amfundise ukuthi umuntu wenzani bese kubonakala izithelo sikubuka kuye, asimkhonzi kodwa sidusa imsebenzi uNkulunkulu ayenze ngaye.
He is our Moses. If we hear from God how we should do things, He is the one whose example we can follow. We can see His life before us. We don't praise Him. We praise what God has done and follow the fruit of His example.
Uma sifuna ukuyosebenzela uNkulunkulu, uNkulunkulu enza umsebenzi. Singakompithi, kodwa sivume ukuthi uNkulunkulu akasifake emshinini. Asimolde, asenze le vase afisa ukuba ibe yiyo. Then kuyobonakala osiza abantu abaningi emhlabeni. Singajoza siza abantu zokwakha la ubukhona umfundisi wenzani.
But if we allow the Lord to do the work in us, when He puts us into that washing machine and He wants to mold us in the way that we are, need to be, then we can have the fruit. And then you can't just say, let us have Kwasibantu where we are. But you need to be ready. You need to be right. And if the Lord has done the work, then Kwasibantu can be started in your area.
Umlando uyazisho ukuthi akavumanga ukuthi agcineke eyileli lahle likhulu elingakwazi ukuthatha umlilo kwelincane zelele likhulu lokheleke livuthi.
And from the history, we understand that he was never there where he said, I cannot be this small coal that will take the fire from the big coal.
Angiphinde futhi. Akumjabulisanga, akumenzanga, waba utho ngokuthi agcineke emkhulu. Hayi mina ngumfundisi mina umqambi wendlela engathathi ilahle elincane lisondele kwelikhulu. Lithathe nembono yabancane liyilethe kumkhulu bese kuphuma into etusekayo.
Let me say it like this. He did not say that I am this big hole. I am the leader. I am the one who says what needs to be done, but isn't able to take a fire from that small coal, an idea, and a way to that the small coal is bringing to him, that he accepted it.
Umhlaba wakithi uya ukubuzelwa ubumnyama senzani bagcotshwa babizwa bakaNkulunkulu.
Our land is just being swept over by darkness. What are we doing as the anointed of the Lord?
Umhlaba umubuka abantu abathi banokukhanya nabo beya beba dim buphela ukukhanya bufiphala senzani emvakwa lokuba sicangcathiwe kule workshop na.
And those who think that they are the light yet they are in darkness, what do we do who have now been in this workshop so that we can proclaim and bring that light?
Sinabantu endaweni esisuka kuzo neingane zethu esizele nesingayizalanga mhlambe ngokwenyama kodwa izingane zethu sesaze savuma sithi zingama street kid. Angaze ngubone umgwaqo ozala ingane kodwa izingane zethu zihlele emgaqweni nginethezekile mina ngidrive imoto yami ezami ingane ezilayikhaya ngenzani mina ngazo.
And I say I know that I have children. It might not be my physical, fleshly children, but it is those children that have been born to me. And then I even say, but I have street kids that I look after. But I've never seen a street bring birth to a child, and my children are sitting at home.
Masikhuluma sithi uNkulunkulu ngathi angayisiza zidla inyawupe. Lisho njalo zidla inyawupe, abanye bathi inyawupe, thina sithi iwunga. Uyabona? Sezaza aqanjwa amagama ke manje asewona ama street kids ezamaphara. Eyakho mhlambe futhi nawu la ungobiziweyo impilo yengane yakho iyakunqunda amandla yaweza ukuthi ayaphela ngoba ukhonjwa ngengane yakho wenzani senzani bazalwane ukusiza izwe izingane zethu ezibhubhayo ngaphandle.
And you see those children and you say all they need to do is continue smoking that nyaupe or that hunga. And you are not even concerned about them. You say you are called. What are you doing about those who need help from you?
Like I have babu mfundisi, saacela njengabasha sathi siyakholwa thini sindisiwe asiphuza asibhema sijola sijolisi kodwa bayaphuza bayabhema bayajola senzani ngabo.
We as the youth came to Reverend Stegen and said, we have been saved. We do not drink. We do not flirt and play around. What are we doing about those in the world that need help, that need guidance?
Sabe sesiqalakeke siphuma siye enhlanganeni zemigaqo silanda abantwana ekuthiwa bangama street kid ngoba sikhole ukuthi awukho umgwaqo owakwazala umuntu.
And then we went out to those kids that are called street kids, but as I said, there's no street that's given birth to a kid.
Sawachucha amasonto emasontweni kwami ipolitiki uthi hawo obani bona laba.
And we went to churches and as we said how the politics stops Christianity and people ask who are they.
Sabona ukuthi hayi le nemtheke esigqokile yokukholwa uthi hayi sinabantwana bakaNkulunkulu siyakholwa hayi indawo nje iyafadala ukuthi ufika la kuthi hayi bandla shem cha thina kusahamba kahle kwelakithi abakuphi oh ngaba kubonaka usiza abantu hey usiza abantu
and then this name tag of being a believer and saying well we are here to bring you the gospel and the people oh wonderful that is all good and well and then you say you're from KwaZulu-Natal and they say oh KwaZulu-Natal
sabe sesiqhamba ke organization ebizwa ukuthi usipsa onqanyulelwe osho ukuthi concerned young people of South Africa ngesizulu bathi umphakathi okhathazekile
and then we started an organization abbreviated SIPSA, Concerned Young People of South Africa, and in Zulu it's Umphakathi Okhathazekile.
Ah, usaba ngakuthola lesi sigqibhezane esisilingisile somphakathi okhathazekile. Akwadla ukuthi wonke umuntu noma umluthela noma umweseli noma umsiza abantu noma umfaith noma uyini sinenkinga efana ukuthi ingane zethu ziyabhubha.
And when we had this organization SIPSA that we could go under, whether you were Lutheran, whether you were of course a Bantu, whether you were a Baptist, whatever denomination where you were, we all had a common goal going forward.
Umi ngangithinta endlini yami iyangithinta kumzala iyangithinta kanjalo kanjalo saqala sahlangana ke manje ngoba sesinjani sesinaleli siqhephezana umphakathi okhathazekile hayi usiza abantu hayi umzalwane hayi umsindiswa kodwa umkhathazekile
and then this matter that we brought through the Concerned Young People of South Africa it touched your children it touched a cousin it touched a family member now suddenly we were all under the same banner you were not necessarily under a denomination or saying that you are a believer or were saved
uNkulunkulu waqala wawenza umsebenzi phakathi kwabantwana babantu
and the Lord started doing a work amongst the children of people
asinayi rehab la kwasiza abantu kodwa kuyindawo yanoma ubani othi maka fika khona fika phumule ebese a refresheke ingqondo ibuye ukuthi kahle kahle mina Nkosi ngangidalelweni uma sekusile kuyathatha indlela efanele
we do not have a rehab here at the mission but we have a time and a place that you can rest that you can be refreshed that your mind can think clearly and you understand what God has called you for and what you need to do with your life.
Besicela ukuphonsa inselelo ke kubaba befundisi, omama, babishopi, bazalwane isikhathi sama Kristu kuba sukume. Besicela ukuphonsa inselelo ukuthi ilona lo muntu endaweni yakubo la ekhona. Sihambe namhlanje sinqoma usuku. So masha nini simele ubu Kristu uKristu akabuyisele endaweni yakhe noma kusesikoleni noma kuseparlament ake siyeke ninguyazane ngiyathandaza eGamerini ngiyathandaza endlini yami yesonto kodwa ake siphumele nobala siyomtshela uhulumeni ukuthi thina amaKristu sifuna ukuphathwa kanje hayi kanje
and I challenge each one here whether it be a minister or a bishop let us leave here with a date a mandate where we will go we will march to government where we tell them this is how we want it we are Christians and this is what we want
ingane zethu ekuthiwa sifundiswe ngocansi sithule thina siyakholwa siyathandaza esentweni lethu ngiyathandaza endlini yami enough is enough asukumeni masingalele asingene emgaqweni hulumeni sikhathele sifuna ukuphathwa kanje hayi kanje
And if our children, if in school they want to teach them about sex, that is not what we want. We say, government, this is our children. This is the way we want to. We are Christians. This is what we are calling for.
Uma silibele ukufaka othayi namabhantshi lawo. Nalezi cathi lo kick and qoboza labo esibagqokayo. Liyahamba sibhekile sithi siyakholwa sizoma phambi kaNkuluNkulu sibuzwe senzani hayi inkosi ngangithandaza endlini yami kodwa la afizwe sikhona ake siyekeni ipolitiki yamasonto la ukhona yenza umehluko ngifuna sihlukane la sine date sizokwenzani nini la ukhona la ngikhona ngalolu suku bayanyakaza lesiyonke amaKristu athi enough is enough sifuna ukuphila ngale ndlela hayi ngale ndlela
where we are concerned about the shoes that we wear the clothing that we wear there's no time for that we need to stand up as Christians We need to leave here having a date where we know this is the action we will do, this is what we need to say, so that we can all stand together and do this for the Lord.
On that
note, this matter has troubled me.
Ngizocela insizwa ezifike la zixakekile zishayisekile ziskreshekile zathi mazifika kule workshop kaNkuluNkulu asizwanga umuntu ngoba zathi mazifika kwathi akho khambi la uJesu wasiza unamandla ukuba nisize uma nithatha yena uzonisiza angifunikeke ukubakhulumela abasiwona amadlozi bayakwazi ukuzikhulumela bazoza bacule bese yedwa wabo uzobe esecobelela kafishane ngobufakazi bakhe.
And I will ask some young men to come who have come here. They were scratched. They were nothing. They did not know what to do with their lives, but they came to this workshop and they were willing to be worked at by God and their lives were changed. They will come, they will sing for us, and then one of them will share. I will also let them talk for themselves.
Bese zakeke ithuba lethu lokuba sibe sibuka amadiary ethu uma beqeda ngizosuka ngoba sesithola i-date ukuthi sithi sinyakazanini. Hawu abantu mabengenamanzi bavani bavala umgwaqo nje no entry bavani bawuvala. Lo abasuke bemfuna ungqongqoshe ufika qathatha bese bayasuka emgaqweni. Thina amakhola siyakholwa thina. Hayi thina uJesu wasiza. Wasiza ukuthini libe lifizwe sikhona. Asivukeni makhola. Siyeke ipolitiki ebhedayo engasisi la kufanele siye khona. Wozani madoda nishishana.
Now we can already start looking at dates in our diaries so that when I leave here we've got a date. You know what those who don't have money or don't have something, they go and they close the main road until they see the minister. What are we doing as Christians?
Luga Jesu ageni pege utando luga Jesu elo guba sitiwe singabantu ageni pege utando luga Jesu ageni pege utando luga Jesu ageni pege utando luga Jesu elo guba sitiwe singabantwana elo guba sitiwe singabantwana elo guba sitiwe singabantwana elo guba sitiwe singabantwana abantwana beNkosi. Ekhona indawo emthimbeni omkhulu ebukhosini bukhosini bukaNkulunkulu ngena 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 indawo isekhona seguntambama seliyakushona nangamathunzi amathunzi asemadewona ngena 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 indawo isekhona indlu yomthimba isivulekiwe isiyagcwala ngena 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 umenyiwe ngena 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 indawo isekona umnyango nanku usufulekile sheshungene sheshungene sebe kuphekile ngena 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 indawo isekona lo mkhosongaka uhlatshelwe wena oh wapunguka wapunguka usubuya njena ngena 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 indawo isekona nampa basezu lwini bagqweba ba singa yebo nampo bayakeba ngena 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 indawo isekona osatelayo maye uzokhala usivulele sivulele inkosi iyakwala maye 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 indawo iseko maye 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 indawo iseko.
I greet you all tonight that's here to be with us. I'm one of the young men that's a part of the SIPSA organization. My name is Rafik, and I was born in Durban, south of Durban, in a little community from
Chatsworth.
And I've got a lot to be thankful for because the Lord has done a great work in my life and taken me out of a very dark place so that I could stand here tonight.
Nginokuningi engimele kuba ngimbonge ngakho uNkulunkulu ngoba uNkulunkulu ungithathe endaweni emnyama wangenzela okukhulu ukuze ngibe la namhlanje.
I was born into a Muslim family, and that's the religion I grew up practicing and did all the ritualistic practices from a young age.
Ngizalwa ekhaya lama Muslim ne bengilandela inkolo yakhona nazo zonke izinto ezigcinwayo enkonzweni yama Muslim.
And I used to go to school, and after school I used to go to another type of Muslim school to learn from their book, which is the Quran, and I used to memorize it and recite it.
Bengiya ke esikoleni uma sengibuye esikoleni bese ngiya kwesinye isikole la besifundiswa khona ke ibhuku la khona iQuran bekumele ukuthi ngilifunde ngilazi ngilicule ngekhanda.
And that is my childhood, and as I grew up to become a teenager I started to be rebellious.
Lapho ke bengisemncane uma ngikhula ke sengiqala ukuba ibhobhodlanyana ngase ngaqala ke ngenza izinto zokungalaleli.
I experimented with cigarettes and drugs and alcohol but I didn't feel right continuing with it, so I stopped it while I was in high school and continued with my school.
Ngaqala ke ngatest ugwayi phuza utshwala kwaqhubeka ngazwela ukuthi angathi angithandi ukuqhubeka nako ngakuyeka ngabe sengiqhubeka nesikole sengisemabangeni ke aphezulu nemfundo.
And all this time I had this form of following this Islam religion which I grew up in.
Sonke ke lesi sikhathi bengilo ngiqhubeka ngilandela lenkolo yama-Islam.
And after I finished school, I wanted to take a gap year and decide what I wanted to do with my life. And that's when I went back into drugs, into alcohol, and I ended up on hunger.
Kusho ukuthi ngafunda ngaqeda ke umatric, uma ngiqeda umatric, ase ngithatha unyaka lo abathi gap year, ngitake ngiphumule ngicabange ukuthi yini ke sengizoqhubeka ngiyenze. Kwaba ngaleso sikhathi ke la ngibuyela emuva ezidakamizweni, phuza utshwala ugwayi.
At first I thought I could control it, I had it all under control and I could stop it when I'd like to, but not knowing that I was bounded and I was in the chains of the devil at that time.
Ekuqaleni ngangicabanga ukuthi hayi into engizokwazi ukuthi ngiyilawule ngizoyenza uma sesengingasayifuni futhi ngizoyiyeka ngingazi ukuthi sengingenile emaketangeni kaSathane.
And through all those years, my childhood, growing up as a teenager, young adult, I was just packing burdens onto myself, and it came to a point in my life later on where it became too much for me.
Kusukela ke ngimncane sengiphophodlanyana ngiqala ngiba insizwanyana yonke lo mnyaka bengiphila ngimatasa ngibhakisha imthwalo emahlombe ami kwazi kwafika la khona sekungaphezulu kwami sengingasakwazi ukuqhubeka nokuthwala.
And through all this, you know, with the religion that I was in, I never knew that there was the cross, there was Jesus Christ, whom I could come to. I never knew about the Lord Jesus Christ. I just carried on packing burdens onto my shoulder.
Njoba ke ngishilo ke inkolo ebengikuyona bengiqhubeka nayo, angikaze ngifundiswe ngesiphambano ngokwazi ngoJesu Kristu. Manje bengiphila ngipakisha nje imthwalo.
And when I was on hunger, my addiction was about 9 years, and I couldn't keep a job. I started stealing from my family, and I became a big problem in my family and in my community. Getting beaten up, black and blue, became such a regular thing for me that it was actually pretty normal.
Manje ngenxa ke yokugebenge ngibenza umtshontsha bemshawa ngibe nyama ngibe hlaza kwagcina sekuyinto nje ukuthi hayi vele into zakhona.
I was not even 20 and I ended up in Westville prison, and I thought because I went to prison now it's my first time there, I'll come outside and I'll continue a good life. But being in prison just made me a much more hardened person.
Ngingakahlanganisa iminyaka e-20 ngaboshwa ngaye Westville. Ngangicabanga ukuthi ngokuba se-Westville ngiqala ukuba khona ngizothi mase sengiphuma khona ngizobe sengiwumuntu ongcono oseshintshile. Ngingazi ukuthi ngiyophuma sengiwumuntu noma ngaphuma sengiwumuntu oseqine kakhulu.
I ended up there further 3 more times, and my family tried to put me into a rehab facility. And I stayed there for 1 entire year. It was a Muslim rehab. And the very first day that I came out of there, I went and relapsed and I smoked drugs.
Uma sengibuya ejele, ngathathwa abazali bami bangifake rehab, ngahlala khona isikhathi esingangonyaka, kwabe kwi rehab yama-Muslim. Mhla ngiphuma khona emva konyaka, ngabuyela back to square one.
And I thought, let me run away as far as the Northwest province, and maybe my life will change. No, it wasn't even 2 weeks and I was back, because this thing which I was carrying through all my life, it was still with me.
Ngase ngicabanga ukuthi hayi mhlambi inkingi ingoba ngila uma ngishintsha mhlambi indawo yokuhlala ngisuka kulesi sifundazwe ngiya eNorthwest mhlambe kuyoba ngcono kuphela ngamasonto amabili ngabe sengibuyele kukho futhi.
And at one stage the community caught me and beat me up, they broke my knee. And I had to be hospitalized, so I couldn't walk for a few months.
ngelinye ilanga umphakathi wangibamba-ke ngitshontshile bangishaya banginqamula idolo ngaba sesibhedlela ngingakwazi ukuhamba iy'nyangane ezimbalwa.
Bounded by the chains of drug addiction, even with that broken knee, I dragged myself to go and get drugs.
Ngokuboshwa maketanga ezidakamizwa khona ngingakwazi ukuhamba nginqamuke idolo kodwa ngangixhugela ngizihudula ngiyakhona ngifuna ukuyozanelisa ngezidakamizwa.
Living on the streets became so normal to me that I used to think that it was normal sleeping under the bridge on cardboards, on park benches, digging into bins for food. And at some stage, I started going crazy in my mind.
Kumina ukuhlala emgaqweni kwazi kwaba into nje ejwayelekayo engeyona inkinga. Lala ngaphansi kwama-bridge, ngibathe ama-cardboard, noma ngilale ngaphansi kwama-bench asema-bus stop, ngihambe ngiyofuna ukudla emgqonyini.
At that point, I think I've given up on myself in life, and everyone around me, my family, my community members, were just waiting for that day when I die and I'll be no more on this earth, because I was nothing, I was finished.
Kuleyo mpilo ngase ngiyumuntu ongathi kuphelile, alisekho ithemba, umndeni, ihlobo, ngisho nomphakathi. Kube sengathi kwakulinda usuku nje la kuyozwakala khona kuthi hayi usekashonile, kuyobe sekuphelile ke ngasekho emhlabeni baphumule.
And part and parcel of all this, I tried to go back to the way I grew up, to these religious places that I'd visited, the mosque and all these Muslim preachers, and get help, but nothing helped me. I still had the same problem, I still continued in the same cycle, and I was still it was like I was not even a human being anymore.
Kukhona lolu hambo ngiboshiwe kulamaketa ngezidakamizwa. Bengizama ngilo ngiya kuwo lamathempeli ebengiya kuwo emamosque angilitholanga usizo kodwa impilo iya njalo iba incithakalo kunokuba ibe ngcono.
It was in 2015 I've heard of this place Kwazizabantu from others who had visited, and I was 27 years old and I only had the clothes on my back, which was a pair of pajama pants, a broken slops and an old dirty t-shirt, and that's how I found myself at the gate of Kwazizabantu.
Ngonyaka ka 2015 ngezwa ke ngale ndawo yakwaSizabantu ngabanye abake bafika ngaphambili ngingenanto nganginebhluke nje ngilifakile ipijama nama slops adabukile neskipe singcolile ngazithola ngisesangweni nala kwaSizabantu.
I thought this place was a rehab and I'd spend my time here and I'll go out just a quick fix like I've always done.
Lapho ngifika ngangicabanga ukuthi rehab ngithi hayi ngizothi nje ukuthi kancane ukulungilungisa nje lokho ngathi akulungile sheshe futhi ngikhululeke.
But the moment I set foot into the premises of Kwazizabantu, I felt that this place is different. There's something different about being in this place. I've never experienced that in my life.
Uthike lapho efika esangweni kwaPaulo okuhlukile ukuthi le ndawo ayifani nezinye indawo ake wazibona empilweni yakhe.
And I've sensed that and felt that, and I also saw that in all those who I've met and those that assisted me when I came in.
Ngayizwela ngazibonela ngaze ngakuphawula nakulabo engathi mangifika ngafikela kubo bengilekelela bengamukela kule ndawo.
It was such a big thing to be treated as a human again, because I was in a point of my life where I was just ready to fall down or get knocked by a truck and die.
Kumina kwakuyisimanga ukuba ngiphathiswe komuntu ngoba ubuntu kumina kwase kuyinto ukuthi ngilinde nje umzuzu namhlanje nginganyathelwa i-truck ivane ngife.
And when I came into the mission, I signed in to be a part of the organization that helps young people, SIPSA, and attended the services that's held for young men during the day, and I could also get an opportunity to sit down with one of the older people of the mission and to share my life story and to get prayer.
Ngafika ke la kwaSizabantu ngase ngibhalisa kwi program ya kumphakathi okhathazekile ngaqala ngase ngiattend inkonzo ezenzelwa zona laba abasha bafika benenkinga yezidakamizwa. Emva kwalokho ngabe senginikezwa nethuba lokuthi ngingakwazi ukuhlala nomntwana kaNkuluNkulu
khona la kwasizabantu ngiveze umthwalo wami ukuthi nakhe ngikuthwele enhlizweni.
And that's when the Lord started working in my life and in my heart, and scales started falling off from my eyes, and I could realize and see that this is the place where I am. This is a true place that one can find help through the Lord Jesus Christ, that I felt that I was getting rid of this burden for the first time in my life.
Sengifikileke ke sengilitholile lolu thuba ngabe sengizwela umthwalo uphunguka emahlombe ami ngase ngiqonda futhi impela kuyindawo la umuntu ekwazi ukuba sizakale khona ngomusa kaNkulunkulu.
And the Lord took me back through all the years to bring out all the evil, all the wrong things in my life, and the devil was not happy about it, and the battle was on.
uNkulunkulu wangithatha wangibuyisela emuva ebunganeni bami, indlela engikhule ngayo, izono namaphutha engikwenzile. Kwakungelula ngoba uSathane naye ubengakuthandi lokho ebengikudalula.
But by God's grace, with the help and the support of the co-workers of the mission who supported me and really prayed for me and was there for me through all the battles of the devil and the evil one who didn't want to lose me from his kingdom, I could persevere, and I chose the Lord for my heart, and I chose him to be my savior.
Sengiphazaniswa ileli phepha le. Uthi ke wabe esethathithu balungisa impilo yakhe, wazinikela kuNkulunkulu, mamukela uJesu njenga nomsindiso empilo yakhe.
Whether it was during the day or whether it was during the night, I received the help and support that I needed, and I'm very thankful for that.
Noma bekusebusuku noma kusemini noma kunini bengilithola lolu sizo ebengilidinga ngaleyo ndlela, ngiyabonga.
And the Lord opened up an opportunity that I could stay a bit longer on the mission and assist in the carpentry department. I could learn a skill with my hands, and I was around people who had been serving the Lord for many years, and they helped me to grow stronger in the Lord as well.
uNkulunkulu angenzela umusa ukuthi ngathola ukwandiseleka izinsuku zokuhlala la kwasizabantu, ngabe senginikezwa nethuba lokuba ngingakwazi ukuba ngiyosebenza la kwenziwa khona umsebenzi wamaplangwe. Ngathola ke uqeqesho khona, ngisebenza nabantu asesikhathi bemkhonza uNkulunkulu, bengilekelela nabo ukuba ngikhule kumazini uNkulunkulu.
And after assisting for about 4 years, in 2019, the Lord started, actually 2018, speaking to me and affirming that my calling is to become a missionary teacher. And I started to study thereafter through the college here at the mission.
Kushukuthi-ke ngilapho-ke emaplangweni la kusetshenzwa khona ngamaplangwe iminyaka emine, uNkulunkulu waseseqinisekisa ubizo lwami ukuthi kahle kahle mina bizo lami lisekubeni sekutheni ngibe uthisha ongumissionary. Ngabe ke ngo-2018 sengijoyina-ke ikholeji yala kwasizabantu ngifundela khona ukuthishela.
And about that time, I could also go back to my community, to the police chief, and I could apologize and ask for forgiveness for the wrong things before embarking on this which the Lord had called me for.
Uthi-ke ngaphambi kokuba-ke aqale kayobeka unyawo lakhe kulokhu uNkulunkulu ezwa ukuthi umbizele kukho, wathatha ithuba lokuba abuyele emuva emphakathini wakubo ayobuyisana nabo ngezinto akazenzile bezingekho zinhle. Ngisho naku-chief wa-police station yangakubo eyocela ukuba bamthethelele ngakho konke okuba kakwenzile.
And after 4 years of studying to become a teacher for high school for maths and science, I completed my degree last year.
Emva kweminyaka emine ke ehlele edeskini bemlolonga ukuthi abe uthisha ofundisa e-high school efundisa izibalo nesayensi, ngonyaka odluleke uye wathola i-degree yakhe eyiphasa ngo-cum laude.
And it's a miracle, because through all that drug abuse, my mind was, I started to speak to myself sometimes while on the street, and people thought I was gone crazy. I thought I was gone crazy. And from the time I finished school till the time I entered into college, it was about 15 years since I went back to college or university, and I could finish my degree with cum laude. And at the moment, I'm teaching at the best school in the world, which is right here on the mission at Domino Civite School.
Uthike emva kube qede esikoleni wadlidakamizwa kwaphela iminyaka ye-15 ukuze abuyele aye edeskin eseyofundela ke ubuthishela. Wafunda ke le minyaka emine wayiphasa ngokum laude. Manje ke useyafundisa esikoleni esihamba phambili emhlabeni wonke jikelele, iDomino Civite School ela kwasiza abantu. Sorry, on that note, kugcwele lingabe sengicela izikhalo.
I would like to thank everyone who's come to be with us and also for this opportunity. I feel, as Baba said, he's small. I feel much smaller than Baba to be speaking in front of such ministers and bishops. And I thank you so much for the opportunity that was given to me.
Ngiyabonga kakhulu ngethuba enginikezwe lona, ngizwela ngimncane kuba ngakhona engingakusho phakathi kwabahloniphekile abakhona. Sibona abancane abaculile, abaningi babo bayasebenza, abaningi babo sebesemakhaya, babuyela emakhaya asemakubo baqhubeka nempilo.
We only saw a few of them singing here, but there are so many that work, that have worked here, that have also gone back home, and they have gone back to their communities and to their families and are living a life for the Lord.
Ngendoda eyodwa yaphuma emzini wakubo yashiya abakwabo yashiya ifa yathi inkosi wena umungibiza ngizokulandela. Bazaleka obaba esibalandelayo, bazaleka bazaleka sasisafika nathi. Njoba nami nginenkani nje kanje, nginenkani leyo ukuthi ngifuna mangifa ngingabi necala lokuthi angishongo ni bazalwane ukuthi la sikhona yiba yilahle elivuthayo elingashiya insizi kodwa elingabambeki ngoba ligcwele umlilo kaNkulunkulu oshisa uqothule izidleke zikaSathane.
Because of one man who left his home and answered the call which the Lord had given him, and because of that there are so many that were born from that, and then we have this fire, this coal that is on fire, and God has done such a great work.
Ngoba bengishilo ukuthi nathi siye sacela bandla. Ngiyabona isikhathi sesidle kakhulu. Bengisacela i-date bazalwane bese ngikhohliya. Cela i-date ukuthi mani ngenayo mina ngizoyisho. La abathi abasejozini, abasemtuba, abasegoli, abasethekwini, eMaritzburg, eKranskop, ePitoli, ePE, kuphi kuphi eCape Town. Sonke indawo napesheya kwelwandle noma kuphi sihamba ne-date njoba sila ngalolu suku futhi ngiyokwenza isiqiniseko sokuthi lo nalowo muntu endaweni ngiyafika ngizombona uyanyakaza noma uthi hambani siyonibona.
I had asked for a date, so all those different places that were mentioned, we need to come up with a date, and if you don't give me a date, I'll give you a date, and I also and to come to all your different places to see whether you are on fire or whether you just said okay, we'll see you later.
Umphakathi okhathazekile, abantu basizwa mahala uma befika la kwasiza abantu, ababuzwa futhi ukuthi basontaphi, bayekelana ukusonta, abasizela ukuthi basonte kasiza abantu, banikezwe isinkwa. URafiki njengoba eqedwe ukufunda akakho kanga ngisho isent alikho futhi isenta kabizwe lona ukuthi ke njengoba usuqedile fundisa ke la esikoleni, cha ukwenza ngoba uyathanda ukuthi afundise la esikoleni. Unikezwe isinkwa sokuthi hamba uma ethanda ayohlephulela abakubo, uma eyinqonqela ayidlele yedwa, kodwa kuthiwa nasi isinkwa, hamba uphile.
Anyone who comes can be helped freely, and they get the gospel. And if we think of Rafiq, for example, he didn't pay for any of his studies, but he's teaching at the school. He's not teaching at the school because we said, we paid for your studies, now you must do that. He did it out of his own free will. So we can take whatever denomination, what church you come from, and why have you left your church. We are just there to be able to give them food, to give them a piece of bread, so that they can see the light and see the Lord.
Adam, can you stand up? Nyambona lensizwa le.
You see that man?
Nyambona. Omunye wensizwa wafika wasizakala la. UNkulunkulu wamsiza. Ay nami nje mungathi ngifake icala usengafika ngikhiphe ngoba ummeli ofunde wagogoda esefike la kwasiza abantu.
This is a man who also came to KwaSizaBantu and was helped. And in such a way, if I find myself that I need a lawyer, he is a lawyer and he can help. So the Lord has done an amazing work in his life.
UNkulunkulu esemsize wasambusisa ngesiphe esikhu, wambusisa ngentombi nto umfazi wakhe. Ngoba anina nilifunda kahle iBhayibheli, ithi iBhayibheli okwaqala kuyadlula bheka sekuvela okusha. Wamupha isiphe esikhulu sankosikazi intombi nto. Ngangiya la beshada. Bengazange bashelane, babhalelana ama SMS. Futhi azange bahlanganiselwe. Cha. Wathi uAdam uNkulunkulu uthi, wathi uMakoti ngimzwile nami uNkulunkulu econfirma ethi. Sebemela kwathiwa niyabezwa bathini bathi uNkulunkulu uthi kulezi insuku babusiswe. Ngesiphe esikhulu, a beautiful lady and a half.
So the Lord helped Adam in his life, and the Lord blessed him. Blessed him with a pure virgin as his wife. And he was not given and said, this is what it must be. The Lord showed it to him, and he asked, and she accepted, and they got married. And these days, the Lord has blessed them with a beautiful lady and a half.
Ngicela date. Unginikeza date. Yebo. 27 May. Nansi isiphakamiso 27 May bathini abantu?
Suggestion 27th of May, what do the people say?
Bab Manqele. 27 May. 27 May. Kube kuMgqibelo.
It's a Saturday.
Yebo ba. Zoba. Yes. Bayezwa bazalwane. Ubaba uthi akaphikisani no 27 ka May. Kodwa uma ufuna ukwenza into ezoba ne impact ezoshiya mbe ungayenzi kungekho busy. Fanele uyenze kuphithizela makuthiwa nje lapha ku West Street beyemsebenzini beyale udla uthi nami ngiyamasha la uvalwe lo mgaqo siyale asiyile. Uthi ke akasho ukuthi angenziwa ngomgqibelo, kodwa umgqibelo manje noma kubhizi kodwa i-attention ungasho ungayitholi kahle yalabantu laba bafunayo, ngoba labantu abafunayo bazobe behleli kwama-TV kudlala iKaizer nePirate nani.
What Baba says, he says, let is not opposing that date, but if you look at a public holiday, people are sitting at home watching TV, If you have it, maybe during the week when it is busier, and if you really are in the city when it's really busy, and you stop that busy street and you say, this is the point that we have, it will be more effective.
Iyiphi ke siphakamisayo? Yebo.
The 18th of May
usuku luka Menyuko.
The 18th of May is Ascension Day.
Kungolwesingaki? Uyobu ngolwesine. Angithi uMenyuko angithi awuselweni holiday. Go. Angizwa? Selakhishwe ukuba iholiday. Asilibuyiseni ke phe. Ithini indlu? Elethu.
Ascension Day is not a public holiday anymore. Let us make it a public holiday. What does everyone say?
Siyavumelana. Kusho ukuthi keke awuyi ukwenza umenyuko esontweni lakho. Siyaphuma endlini zamasonto. Ungafaka amapensela. Nami ngobe ngingafaka ilithayi. Sifaka iteku siyemgaqweni. Siyokhumbuza wani usuku lamenyu kolubaluleke ngani. Number 2 njenganamaKristini esifuna ezweni lakithi.
Now on the 18th of May, Ascension Day, we will not be in church. We will be out in the street, not wearing our ties, but wearing tackies because we are going to march. Firstly, we want Ascension Day back. And secondly, what do we as Christians stand for?
Siyavumelana ke sesibhalile futhi nakuma madiary wethu. And then bengizocela ukuthi ngaphambi ukuthi mase ngaphambi ukuthi kuphume inkonzo sifake ama details akasiza abantu. Kukhona abebecela ukuthi bathola ama details akasiza abantu uxhunyana kanjani nani. If you have something that you can display.
And before the end of the service, if please if we could put on the screens that we just have the details of what is about to mission, there has been a request.
Angekeke kube uniform uma ngabe thina sobe sina ngala sikhuza siyale nani wenenza okwangakini amazulu namapedi nani awenza okufanayo nathi sobe sinyakazisa ikhuni ngendlela yethu ukuthi owethu uzwa kanje nawo wangakini uzwa uma umbambe kanje umbambe umsondeze abe siduze athi maye bambeke banezikreshana umbambile.
We won't all have the same uniform. Wherever we are in the different areas, we will do it the way in which we do it as our tribe, our nation knows how to do it. And so that's how we will do it in different places. I trust there you have all the necessary details to be able to make contact. Now the cassette, the DVDs, they are finished, so you will just receive it in an envelope.
And
then you can, it will just be slipped into the envelope. And Reverend Stegen's sermons, you can get at reception, but they will only be in English. And And then, if it is in the language that you want and you're unable to get it, you can leave your details, your email addresses, and then you can make arrangements how you will get them. Now, the program is coming, has come to an end. We have tried to make it quick. Maybe you say, I have also been saved from drugs. I have been living with my Lord from 13 years old. I don't know what it is to smoke or to drink. The Lord saved me and I met with the gospel in 1963. I don't know what it is like to hold a cigarette, to drink alcohol, or to smoke hunger. I was amazed only to see a few coming. Usually, it's quite a big choir here, but many are working. But this organization started with great difficulty. They were fetched from difficult places. Some that were living in cemeteries. Some were even called and taken just before they were about to enter into a brothel, into a place where they have escort agencies. But that was where we went and fetched them.
Imagine
what a difficult place to go and find people in a cemetery. But because God had called them to it, they went and would go and fetch them in those places. And our brother Ntokozo Ntlabati was even given a name. I think the name he does not know. He didn't care about death. He would go and fetch the people out of hell and bring them back into life. Where he had no time, or he just shunned death, where he would go and find those people that were almost dead in hell, at whatever time of the day or night, he would go and give up everything to go and fetch them. As he also said, that he has a stubbornness. But his stubbornness is to preach the gospel as it is.
It's
not stubborn and not being obedient or not listening. He is stubborn when the Lord has given him a task to do, a direction to go. He will do it with all his heart. If anyone was confused, how can a minister be stubborn? But he is stubborn in pursuing and doing that which is right, and there where he has been sent. We didn't know that he would get converted. When he came here to KwaZulu-Natal, usually during the youth conference, Reverend Stegen called us to his home.
There
were just a few of us co-workers. Where the children were coming to report to Reverend Stegen about the children, the boys. And they said, this boy, Ntokozo Nhlabathi, has poured us with water. And pouring water on the children as if they're coming out of fire. And then we observed, how will Reverend Stegen make a judgment on this case? Will he say, pack your bags and go home? And then we waited expectantly. What will he decide? And he said, you know what, my children, I also didn't know that he was pouring you with water. And just like that, we all parted. And that's how we parted and went our way. And I saw this man as a leader. And that is why when we left Maphumulo and came here in 1970, we saw that God is with this man.
Now,
we call Mr. Dietmar Justin Malume. That is the name that we have given him. Oh, didn't they trouble us? They're at their home. As we came to the service at their home, they would trouble us. Today, he preaches the gospel. The same with Ntokozo, who also preaches the gospel. And when we came and reported that the children of the mission, they're troubling us like this and like that, and he would just go, oh yeah. And that is where the matter would come to an end. Expecting that this parent and that parent will be called, the matter will be sorted. And all he said was, oh yeah. And then that is how we saw how the gospel went forth and even worked in the children's lives.
Ningabona nje sebecula kanje, befakaza kanje, ningabona basemaphethe ibhabhalazi.
As they stand here and sing and testify, you must see them when they are craving for those drugs. You think you know someone and suddenly there is vomiting before you. And then you see the agony that they are in. And those who have already been saved, encouraging them, hang in there, only 3 more days. And you just see that babalas in them.
Ah, eyeyeje uyafala ngaphakathi ukuthi kumele uthi uthole ubheme khona lapho kunqamuke kodwa manje siyafika la sezophila nje ngomthandazo begcine sebesizakele.
It is not easy if someone is withdrawing from hunger. It's as if they can just grab a smoke and then it will be over. But by the Lord's grace, we pray for them and that they are helped.
Wisho ukuthi njengamanje ke sesizodedela ikhwaya yakwasiza abantu isiculele.
Now we'll ask the Kwasiza Bantu choir to come forward and to sing for us.
Ngizocula amacula bemabili loqala ngelesingisi sigcine ngelesizulu elesingisi likhuluma ngokuthi siyahamba ezintabeni emaqhumeni nasemathafeni sifuna abalahlekile sifuna izimvu zikaNkuluNkulu ezilahlekile sizifunele bazize esibayeni somalusi isibaya esikaJesu Kristu sithi mabeze lombiko omhle kangaka siyawuhambisa siyabatshela abantu ukuthi mababuyele kuJesu Kristu ngoba uyena onamandla ngaso sonke isikhathi sonke masihlangane nalombiko omhle kangaka siwudlulise emhlabeni wonke jikelele sibabizele kuyena uNkulunkulu ukuthi uNkulunkulu uyakwazi ukuthi amsize umuntu amlekelele noma eseyethile sephelelwe ngamandla kodwa uJesu Kristu uzokwazi ukuthi amukele eze esibayeni lesi sikamelusi ngaso sonke isikhathi sigcine ngelesizulu uJohn uyabaleka.
We're going to sing two songs. The Zulu song will be Jonah ran away when God sent him to Nineveh. He went to Tarshish. When God sends you, where do you go? Do you go where God has sent you?
The fate and raising the fall. the fault
of our Redeemer.
Jesus the Lamb for sinners, Lamb for sinners, Lamb.
Nomans Chavlera Kulu, sing our Shaya Makwela, Sinkun Swin.
Please, if we can, even though we are overjoyed, may we not whistle. It's a
stadium.
We are not in a stadium.
Sikumbuzelo Konjibutai, Sinkun Swin.
Let us remind ourselves we are in a church.
Sponga Kulu, which is the Stuleli choir, Yanagos is a Bantu mission.
Thank you very much to the Sizabantu choir from here at the mission that sang for us. They sang well, thank you very much.
I don't
know, maybe that they sang so beautifully is because my wife also sings. She's got a beautiful voice. Let's not forget that the day where they don't sing well, then she's probably not there. And I think you saw her. She's the most beautiful of them all. That is a
good,
it's good to be light-hearted and to make jokes, because the doctors tell us that if you can't laugh, your heart cannot be cured.
When you laugh,
your heart gets well. And if you don't know what it is to laugh, then you must pray and ask the Lord to help you. We will now give an opportunity to Reverend Stegen and we will hear his sermon.
Stand as a ganye foot.
Shall we pray once again? Lord, may you gather our thoughts that we hear you speaking to us. Lord, we need to hear that which you have for us this evening. The word in the service that we will hear, that it will be food that we can take along. And Lord, everything that we have heard, may it be so that we will be revived within our spirit.
Amen.
Amen.
Lo uzakhamba nawe yena ahambe nawe So Gideon took the men down to the water. There the Lord told them, separate those who leapt at the water with their tongues like a dog from those who kneeled down to drink.
Why did he send the abantu basemanzini? UJehova wathi kuGideon, bonke abaxhapha amanzi ngolimi lwabo njengokuxhapha kwentsha babeke bodwa kanjalo nabo bonke abaguqu namadolo ukuba bakhuze.
300 men leapt with their heads to their mouths. All the rest got down on their knees to drink.
Umumo wabaxhaphayo bebeka isandla emlonyeni wawungamadoda angamakhulu amathathu. Kepha bonke abanye abantu baguqa ngamadolo ukuba baphuze amanzi.
The Lord said to Gideon, with the 300 men that leapt, I will save you and give the Midianites into your hands. Let all the other men go, each to his own place. So Gideon sent the rest of the Israelites to their tents, but kept the 300 who took over the provisions and trinkets of the others.
Why said you Jehovah go Gideon? Kalau madoda makhulu amathathu axhaphayo ngiza kumsindisa ngibanikela okwaMidiyani esandleni sakho. Bonke abanye abantu abahambi yilowo nalowo aye endaweni yakhe. Abantu basebethatha umphako ngesandla sabo namacilongo abo. Bonke abanye abakwa-Israyeli wabathuma kwaba yilowo nalowo etendeni lakhe. Wagcina la madoda amakhulu amathathu.
Now we could just read the following verses. I thought we won't read them, it's so long. But maybe you'll bear with us if we do so. Now the camp of Midian lay below him in the valley. During that night the Lord said to Gideon, get up, go down against the camp, because I'm going to give it into your hands. If you are afraid to attack, go down to the camp with your servant Purah and listen to what they are saying. Afterward, you will be encouraged to attack the camp. So he and Purah's servants went down to the outposts of the camp. The Midianites, the Amalekites, and all the other eastern peoples had settled in the valley, sick as locusts. Their camels could no more be counted than the sand on the
seashore. Ngeke siwafunde ngoba made kakhulu kodwa ake sibekezelele siwafunde. Ikamu lakwaMidiyani laliphansi kwakhe esigodini. Kwathi ngalobo busuku uJehova wathi kuye, vuka wehlele ikamu ngokuba seniginikele esandleni sakho. Kepha uma wesaba kwehla, yehle nophura udibi lwakho niye ekhaika ekama. Uzakuzwa ukuthi bathini angikuba kuqiniswe izandla zakho ukuba wehlele ekama. Khona wehla nophura udibi lwakhe emaphethelweni abahlomileyo abasekama. AbakwaMidiyani nama-Amaleki bonke nabo bonke abasempumalanga bahlale esigodini njengesikhonyane ngobuningi. Amakamela abo ayengambalwa angangesihlabathi esisogwini lolwandle ngobuningi.
Now we just carry on at the 15th verse. When Gideon heard the dream and its interpretation, he worshipped God. He returned to the camp of Israel and called out, get up! The Lord has given the Midianite camp into your hands. Dividing the 300 men into three companies, he placed trumpets and empty jars in the hands of all of them, with torches inside.
Sizoqhubeka evesini leshumi nantathu. Kwathi uGideoni ekuzwa ukulandwa kwephupho nokuchazwa kwalo, wakhuleka wabuyela ekamu lakwa-Israyeli wathi, vukani, ngokuba uJehova ulinikele esandleni senu impi yokwamidiyani. Wahlukanisela amadoda angamakhulu amathathu izigaba ezintathu, kwawanika kwaba yiloo leyo naleyo amacilongo ezandleni zabo, nezintsha ezingenalutho nezimbhaqa zisezitsheni.
Watch me, he told them. Follow my lead. When I get to the edge of the camp, do exactly as I do.
Wathi kuwo, ngibukeni, nenze kanjalo. Bhekani, xa nifika emaphethelweni ekamu, kuye kuthi njengalokho kwenza mina, nenze nani.
When I and all who are with me blow our trumpets, then from all around the camp blow yours and shout, for the Lord and for Gideon.
Ah, ngibetha icilongo, mina nabo bonke abanami. Bethani nani amacilongo xa zonke zekamu, nithi ekaJehova nekaGideon.
So far.
Sizocina lapho.
I wish that God will give us eyes to see and ears to hear.
Ufisa sengathi uNkulunkulu masipe amehlo okubona neendlela zokuzwa.
Because in these days we talk a lot about things we've got no idea about.
Kuba kulezi ntsuku sikhuluma okuningi ngezinto esazilutho ngakho.
We talk about spiritual things and ways of God.
Sikhuluma ngalokho kokomoya nangendlela kaNkulunkulu.
God doesn't hide it from us that his thoughts are ours.
UNkulunkulu akasifihleli ukuba ukuthi imicabango yakhe akusiyona yethu.
And our ways aren't his.
Neendlela zethu akusizona ezakhe.
One day many people will say, Lord, Lord, we did this and that. And shake his head. He says, I don't know you.
Ngolunye usuku abaningi bazothi senze ukuthi nokuthi nokuthi egameni lakho uzominina ikhanda ethe angazi lutho ngalokho.
That is not just something that can happen thousands of kilometers far away from us.
Futhi ngikhulumi ngokuthize okwenzeka nje endaweni ekude nathi.
But it can happen right here.
Kodwa kungenzeka khona la.
We can talk about revival.
Sikhuluma ngevuselelo.
And a person can be right in it. Let's say there is no revival.
Umuntu angaba phakathi kulo i-revival. Kodwa ethi ayikho i-revival.
There's a possibility that the person says we're in the middle of revival and it's all nonsense.
Futhi kungenzeka ukuba umuntu ethi sine mvuselelo siphakathi kwayo kanti uyinganekwane.
Here we find a work that is the direct result of the moving of the Holy Spirit.
Lana besithola izwi okuyiphumela yokusebenza kaMoya oNgcwele.
We can call this in one language a mighty revival.
Kuningi kwanamhlanje singakuza lokho njengemvuselelo.
In the previous chapter, verse 34, we read that the Spirit of the Lord came upon David and he blew
kwisahluko esingaphambili kwalesi sifunda lapho ukuthi umoya kaJehova wamboza uGideoni wabetha icilongo.
Now our text is the result and the fruit of the moving of the Lord's Spirit or the coming of the Lord's Spirit over Gideon.
Lokho esikufundile kuyiphumela yalokho okwenzekile lapho umoya kaNkulunkulu umoya ongcwele wamboza waba phezu kwakhe uGideon.
Now let's just see what happened and what this man of God said when he was moved by the Spirit.
Ake sibuke ukuthi kwenze njani lapho umoya kaNkulunkulu wamboza wamnyakazisa indoda kaNkulunkulu.
When one reads this with a sound mind,
lapho kufunda lokho ngenqondo ephusile,
we are stunned by what we find.
Kuyasishaqisa lokho esikutholayo.
They were brought face to face with their enemies.
Bahlanganiswa babhekana nezitha zabo ubuso nobuso.
All the enemies joined forces.
It wasn't
just the Midianite
nation.
But all the Amalekites and all the eastern nations opposing Israel. So Israel was up against the whole world. Just as the Christian today is against the whole world. Because the Lord Jesus tells the Christian, go into all the world. And not only preach the gospel to all, or broadcast by radio, and then say, well, you've done what you should do. He says, let hold of all these East nations and all the nations and make them disciples. And how shall they do it? In baptizing them into the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We don't do that by baptizing people into water. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. That may well be symbolic of what Jesus has said and meant it to be. But you know that in the original text it doesn't say baptize them in the name, it says baptize them into the name. And the name signifies the character, the very nature of the one to whom the name belongs. In other words, we should grab hold of the nations and baptize them into the very character and nature of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. There is no work on earth of such a high standard and such good quality as
that.
That's the highest degree. That's the only true wisdom. The other is just worldly wisdom and
foolishness.
So, the Lord puts the whole world before us. And he says, that's your mission field, and that's the work you've got to do. And that's just as a great a challenge as the challenge Gideon and the Israelites were
faced with.
All these nations were as many as locusts, and their camels as the same at the seashore, nobody could count them.
So can I see, Babefana James Konyan, Obniki, Namakamela Abo, I'm a bar.
Now, what would we do, and what do we do today?
Tina Sansan again, I'm such.
The natural thing is, we want recruits. We try and get as many people we can get
on.
That's the very thing Gideon did
when he was prompted by the Holy Spirit. He blew the trumpet, and the result was that thousands, actually 32,000, responded to that call.
Wabetitilongo, 32,000
responded to the missionary call. People that were prepared to go into the battlefield. How wonderful if you could gather so many people today. I don't think it would take 24 hours and the whole world would know about it. That would make headlines all over. That revival, mighty move of the Holy Spirit. And then God came into the scene, and he made big headlines.
Why is the thing unkulunkulu? When zokunye okhambene okungathi singathi kwaba sendabeni.
And he says, Gideon, you have too many people for me to move.
What Gideon, when you have to make a call, you can go back in a servant.
Can you understand this?
We are both saying you are good now.
There are those thousands, humanly speaking, millions of people to be slain.
No, Baba, Abadin is in Kuruma, Roma, is it Kid is Abad?
What are 32,000 compared with this multitude?
This is Spartans, got 32,000. By Eni, Moba Katanisa, Nalisi Kiti Kiti Saba.
And God says, Gideon, I can't move because there are too many people.
What to do, Kulukuru? Gideon, I'm going to serve Moba Banikaku.
Isn't that in direct opposition to the thinking of any Christian?
Loko Akka Bani Niko.
He said we need more missionaries. Millions of people have died.
But I said, I'm thinking of a missionary. I'm a million, I'm not by us.
We need more men and women.
Sitting about the Master Zame, never sees.
If God thinks the trouble is there too many.
Got a good booty, eat in a yoko booty, but in Kaku.
I don't know whether you understand.
I'm asking myself this with you.
The truth is that God is not interested in quantity, but He wants quality.
Then
He said, look, Peter, I can't move.
Why is it here? I'm not a servant.
I can't deliver you from these people. The whole thing will be spoiled. And what does God do? And He said, Gideon, open the door wide. Everyone who has got fear in his heart, let him go home. He says, anyone who trembles with fear,
what you want,
may turn back and leave Mount Gilead.
And a prayer over a sheer intervention.
That's the first person the Lord wants to get rid of.
What a car of Kurukurufuti.
He says, all those that have got fear in their hearts may turn back and leave Mount Gilead.
What a bold lover, I'm an old father, interested in Zara. But I'm a prayer over a sheer
ubam Gilead.
Gilead means strong.
Gilead, utras uti, ukrimile, unamans.
And Rockies, yes. A rocky mountain, a strong mountain.
Unamatuara, uitaba, ukrimile.
He said, I don't want anybody who is here on a strong mountain.
Uti anfunimutu, unova, ukulentaba, ukrimile.
Everybody who's got fear, let him turn back. Anybody who fears is unfit in the Lord's house. He shouldn't be there. He should be at home with his wife and sleep with her in the one
blanket. Let him
embrace his wife and his children. And have the family prayers and thank God that they can be happily reunited. God can't use a person who's got fear.
Say,
well, that's only a natural thing. Just a little company against all the world united. We tremble if only one group goes against us. Maybe we just hear a person saying something against us, oh, and then we feel. Just one nation says something against us. How much if people had joined forces? You say that it's only natural that the person will say, well, if the enemy attacks from all sides, there's no future for us. If such forces are against us, well then we must tremble because of
faith.
Then people may suffer of depression and sleepless nights. And worried. And can be ripped upon the faces. A person can say, well, one can understand if a person is up against such powers, it's a lot of strength. God says, Gideon, get rid of those as quick as possible.
What do you call Gideon? Khabar nabo, bokshem shala.
Well, then they can go home.
Bachelo kuti mabayika.
Because they not fit to go into the army, they can be a burden.
Goba abafanele bakhona impini, bazoba umthwalo.
Just have a glimpse at your own life.
Ukusisa manje impilo yakho.
Is the fear in your own life?
Ukhona yini ukwesaba impilo yakho?
Are you pressed down because of things? And worried? Well, a person like that is no good. And God knows why he sends him
home.
I was reminded the other day when somebody told me about
Luther.
When he was depressed, there were some days that were very dark. And then his wife came, all dressed in
black.
And when he looked up, he was amazed. And she said, haven't you heard the music?
Because
news spread very fast.
And she says, God is
there.
And then she
called off.
Why is it Uzwaka local action?
So I said to our visitors, now I know what to do when I get the those kind of people here.
That's a lot of uses, Sami asked that you would hear from the U.S. who must tell you the rules of the world.
I've got to get a black suit as well, and a black tie, and a black shirt.
From the toilet suit of the Nyama, the tie of Nyama, the shirt of Nyama.
Then I can maybe be a help to those people.
Come with the was Caesar about the Machar.
Maybe God knew that there were such wives at home, that's why he said the husband's home. It would have been very nice.
Some Kulukuwayas would do. Would
have been wonderful if the men would have gone home and those women would have gone on strike and said, we won't sleep with you. If you don't go, we go. What impression do you get of all those women when the men came back that embraced their husband with a holy kiss and went down on their knees and said, let's thank the Lord that he's been so good to us, that he's sent you back
home?
A person who has got no eyes would say that must have been a great revival. And they would have spoken of the wonderful prayer meetings they have had in their homes. But everybody who is not spiritually blind says, how could any one of them turn back?
Kodwa umuntu unakuhlukanisa ngokomoya ubezothi bebengabuyela kanjani emuva na?
Those people, they missed their reward.
Laba bantu balahlekelwe umvuzo wabo.
And the greatest experience that could have ever been theirs.
Balahlekelwe kakhulu. Well, we've
got to stop there, otherwise we won't get further.
And
22,000 men turned
back.
Spiritually, very often the majority is wrong. We always find it in the Bible. The prophets and the men of God were always in the minority. And the Lord himself said the broad way, that's where many people go.
Inkosi uJesu Khulu wathi indlela ebanzi lapho iningi liya khona.
And the narrow path, only a few. And 22,000 men turned back.
About 22,000
people had fear in their hearts.
About 22,000.
If there's somebody with fear here tonight, it would be good if today would be your day where you could be saved from your fear.
Otherwise, you're
no good and you're unfit to enter the Lord's army and be a soldier of the cross. You could be a soldier of your
fear.
No matter with what difficulty or opposition.
position you are facing. The whole world is against you. Then not here if God sends you. And you dare not hesitate if God calls
you.
And the Lord said to Gideon, there are still too many men. God has got the problem. And the problem is that there are too many. The Christian world says there are too few. We need more. The Lord says there are few. Pray that there be more. Yes, there are indeed too little. But of the right kind, too many of the wrong. And God says, Gideon, there are still too many. Do you see where the problem lies? Do you see where God points it? And with what God is busy. He says, now you take them down to the water. And now I will sift them for you. Now God undertakes the sifting. At first, he says, so they're free choice. But he says, now I have to sift them and you will have to send them back. If I say this one shall go with you, you shall go. But if I say this one shall not go with you, that man shall not go. Remember that here are 10,000 people that are determined to go into battle.
Kumbula, namba abantu abayizinkulungwane ezishumi abayimisele ukungena
empini. And not people with no backbone. They've got no backbone. The wife has got to be their backbone. I told once of a German preacher who said there are two ways of interpretation. He says, the one is that the wife is the backbone of the husband. And the other is that the woman is this of the husband. So he
said,
it doesn't know which is true. Most probably one
to
two. Maybe these people that tend to go home did so because they had no backbone. But these people had backbone. And they were prepared to go into battle. Even if it cost their
families.
And they were prepared to die and let their families go on without
listening.
God said, Gideon, now I will have to do the sifting. But if I say that man has got to go back, he must go home. And if I say he must go, he must go.
You see, God emphasizes that. Because when Gideon says, look, you've got to go back, the person wanting you there, they know I'm going to
battle.
You know, a person can be very sturdy and stiff-legged. Some people don't want to be told. They just go through with it. And God says, Gideon, if I say he must not go, then he must not go. Because they are still too many. I don't want these people. They'll spoil things. They want to be there, but they shouldn't be there. The problem with the Lord's army is not that there are not enough warriors or soldiers. The trouble with Christianity today is not that there are enough Christians in the world. There are too many people in the Lord's work. The sooner we can get rid of many, the sooner God can work. There are too many that make it impossible for God to work. They want to be there, they shouldn't be there. I think that this is God's work that we agree. And that God is speaking to us even through this. In actual fact, before the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, end of 66, God dealt with us all in all, speaking to us through Gideon.
In 1966,
and at the time, we were too
many.
We were only 40, 50, 60 people. And we were too many. And God could move. And a certainty had to take place. But before that, everybody whom it didn't suit could go home. God doesn't force people into his
army.
So if you have doubts or fear, if you think, will we succeed? Will we be able to make it? Forget about it. And then he says, now I will succeed. Just take them down to the
warhead.
But don't tell them the secret. I'll tell you, but you just look carefully at them. As they go down on their knees and drink. Another translation says that they go down on their tummies, on their bellies, neck on the ground and
drink.
All those are disqualified. They must not go. But those that just bend and let the water like a dog, take the hand, throw the water into the mouth. Only those have got to go. That's the difficult way. The comfortable way
is you go down on your knees. That's the easy way. And then out of all those thousands of people, only 300 drank the way God said they should. They were going to battle. And if you're going to battle, there's no time for conflict. The person wants to see the mission in field, the person wants to see revival, and wants to come to the
building.
And he's still got time for food.
He's
still got time for comfort or luxury.
God
says, I'm sifting them. I can't use those people. But to go down on your knees, it looks so nice. We could even say, well, going down on your knees, they were even praying for the water. And some things they shouldn't even pray, they should be like dogs.
That
goes against our sense. That's why I say God does it just opposite, He does it the wrong way. Put it to the boat. He's even using this boat. Three hundred out of almost thousands. And that's God's way. That's the unpopular way. The insignificant way. The wrong way. That's God's way. Is that where you are? And then God said, Gideon, now let everyone go to his own place.
Why is it to Kunukulu? Gideon, you know that no magic, Magai and Gawiniaki.
These people have shown by their actions and by their deeds that they've got their own place.
Lababantu Bako Bisile, Gentle Lababe went to Kayuti, but then Gawiago.
And God said, let them go where they belong. Give me these 300.
And
then got their place. Their place is my place. And I work through these 300 people. I'll deliver and overcome all these joint forces because of these 300 men.
Gizopazo Koba, Bonke Lababatu, Zokeles in Kunumani, Nanamato Tabakulabatat.
I wish we had time to go into detail and talk more about the meaning of these things.
Gifisubuti.
But I'm just giving you a bit food for thought, something to digest. So if we don't have a service tomorrow the whole day, then you should have more than a service for hours if you just digest what you are told.
No man abes in a inconso, usasa, usuploke, kota, the men would be nako, niki, umichisa nako.
Sometimes we are too busy with those things, with services and things, and we don't digest that which God has given us.
Kaniki,
And God said, let everyone go to his place. Every one of these persons had his place.
And
you got your place. Just tell me when you got to Kwasizabantu, what did you expect? Did you come with your place? What about your preconceived ideas? And if you don't find the thing as you expected, then you say, oh, there's nothing, or you write it off.
Uma ufike izinto zingabisana nendlela wena ukubona ngayo.
You who want to go into the mission field, want to work for the Lord, you want to serve the Lord, look, if you put your own place, stay where you are.
When officer Uba Ushumani Fangeli, we may missionary, can't you make Dawiyako? Shadakona Labi Dawiyako.
Listen, you can make the better for the Lord's kingdom.
Oksha, where Dawene, where move.
God can't use anybody who's got his own place. The Lord says, look at the birds of the air, they've got their nests. Divine, the Vogel have your nest. The foxes, they've got their homes. But the Son of Man has got no place to lay down his head. You know where his place was? Only the Father's will. That was his place. That was God's place. He didn't have a place. The foxes, they've got their homes.
In pieces, in Endow's house.
And the Lord Jesus, when he spoke, you know about that man. He says, go and tell that fox. When the Lord Jesus speaks about birds and foxes, don't think of those animals. He's talking about human beings. There's a possibility that we've got birds and foxes here in this meeting tonight. People with their homes and birds with their nests.
Abantu abanezindawo zabo futhi banezindlela zabo.
But that's not where you find it, where you find the Lord Jesus. And he gives you a free ticket and he says you go to your place. Even Judas Iscariot had his place. And he went to the place where he belonged. He said to Peter, let everyone go to his place. How marvelous it would be if God could just reveal your place tonight. How wonderful if God could reveal and show us the nest of every one of us and the home of everyone. Would you be happy if your place could be revealed? Well, never mind if it's not done today. A day will come when God will expose it before heaven and earth. The Lord Jesus went with a whip into the temple and said, you made this
which should be the Father's house, a den of murderers.
UJesu wangena ethempelini ngesiswebe ethi le ndawo bekumele ukuba ikube indawo kaNkulunkulu kodwa bayenza ukuthi kube umgede wezigebengu.
In other words, these churchgoers make the church the den, the hole, the pit, the dungeon where the murderers gathered.
Kamanye amazwi, laba bantu, laba amakholwa, ayenze le ndawo ukuba kube umgodi wababulali.
Actual fact, those churchgoers were murderers.
Empeleni labo ababa esontweni babe ngababulali.
And the church was the place where they lived.
Isonto bekuyindawo lapho bebeyifihla khona.
But the Lord Jesus took a whip and he chased them out of their den.
Kodwa uJesu wathatha isiwebhu wabaxosha wabakhipha kulo mgodi wabo.
Even if the Lord today allows you and says, well, then you go to your place. But remember, one day, he'll whip you out of it.
No more chase, no charge, a dead day, a thing. Where they go in the arco, got a balloon soup, who's a tattoo swim, a keep a clear down.
Now, the last point.
He puts no thing.
Gideon called these 300 men.
Who kicked you into a miss and I'm not talking about.
He divided them, those 300 men, into three companies. He placed chambers and empty jars into the heads of them. With torches inside. Everyone had to have an empty jar. Has your jar been emptied?
Is it just up? Has not been to now?
Has you been emptied?
Now, I want to go to my father to say, Kishwe, okay.
With only a torch inside that flame of fire.
Okay, I'm going to start in my father. Little number, we don't need you.
Everyone had to have this jar that was empty with that torch burning inside.
You know, now, the men who take a man and listen to each other, they sing and I know to tell who in the spot in a part of this good time.
Because that light can't burn properly if that thing hasn't been emptied.
Goba, let's go spot in every single foot is a candy lash, it's a candy lash, Uma Mabe.
We need to be emptied of self. Self-will. Egoism. There are a thousand and one things we've got to be emptied of. Every jar in the hand of these 300 men had to be an empty jar. With that torch shining, not just a little light, but just about a beam of light in it. In actual fact, these 300 men took over the trumpets of all the others and even the provisions.
Ebeleni, lama dota, ama kuno matatu, atata ama triyongo, awoke amani matota, gisho no kushaba.
That should inspire us to be true soldiers of the cross.
Ekmero maloku, kustabungo yuba, sibe nama sosha, esbili, esmaba.
They got the crowns of the others.
I told you clearly, Alababa.
They got the reward of the others.
I told you fools, Alababa.
The others lost it.
Alababa, you want to shake every God.
The Lord Jesus said, hold on to what you have, that not the others have, and take it and rob it from you.
Which is what he, my sister, no corner, who are, Abba, you want to feed him up to take home.
The Lord says, from him who has a lot will be taken what is not and give it to him who's got a lot.
Which is what he
And then Gideon said to these three of them, now watch me. Follow my lead. Do exactly as I do. And blow your trumpets and shout for the Lord and for Gideon. God's fight was Gideon's fight. Gideon identified himself as the Lord. Gideon didn't say that God's fight is just for God. But I
swear.
We know everyone is the son if he drives the father's car. Doesn't matter even if he wrecks it or he doesn't take care of it. But if you say this is now your car, he doesn't even want another person to drive that car.
And he handles
it with care. In actual fact, it shouldn't be like that. It just tells us, shows us that there are still some devilish things in his life. We should live others just as we live ourselves. And we should treat other people's things just as we treat our own things. And what we want others to do to us, we want to do to them. But Gideon knew, this is not just God's battle.
Go to Gideon, why call Uti? Actually, pick up Kulukulu Pen.
It's his battle as well.
Go to Kuipiake food.
It's not just that God will lose a battle.
I'm calling you Uti Kulukulu, who's on Hotra and Baby.
But that his very life is at stake.
Go to Nisho, name Piloyake, and I'll ask again, Nisho, name Piloyake.
And he didn't want to let God down. Because he knew that it would be his own downfall. And he could say, it's God's battle and it's my battle. If you ever looked at the Christian life like that, some say, oh, it's only God. God is a sovereign God. If God wants to do it, let him do it. Right through the Bible, we find that it's God's battle and it's Gideon's battle. The Bible says, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling.
That's
not that fear and tremble that made these people go home. Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Why? Because it is God who works both to will and to do.
Nani na ngokuba uNkulunkulu osebenza kini nokuthanda nokwenza njengentando yakhe.
You see, it is God's battle and it's Gideon's battle.
Uyabona ukuthi kuyimbi kaNkulunkulu kanti kuyimbi kaGideon futhi.
And Gideon went into the yoke. The Lord says we should take his yoke upon us. It's him and you in one yoke.
UGideon wamukela ijoke likaNkulunkulu. Wangena kulo iBhayibheli lithi asithathe ijoke likaNkulunkulu. Uyena kanye nathi.
And he said, the first thing he said, he says, now watch me.
Into yokuqala wathi ngibukeni manje.
Would you dare say such a thing?
Wena ungakwazi ukusho kunjani?
Do you invite us all to look at you?
Ungasimema sonke ukuba sibuke, sibukisise.
To watch you.
Ukubuka nokubukisisa.
The last week, the last month.
Isonto lokugcina, inyanga yokugcina.
Could you tell everybody who got into contact with you that watch me?
Ungatshela noma ubani othintene nawe.
Is there nothing of which you would be ashamed? Isn't there something you said and something you did of which you would be ashamed? Could you tell that person concerned, watch me? Follow my lead and do exactly as I have done.
Ngilandeleni, wenze ngqo njengokuba ngenze mina.
The Bible teaches us all over that we should be an example to others.
IBhayibheli liyasifundisa yonke indawo ukuba asibe isibonelo kwabantu.
In word, in action, and behavior.
Ngezwi, ngesenzo, nangenkamba.
We should be an example. Even in purity.
Kumele ukuba sibe isibonelo ngisho nangobumsulwa.
Said Timothy, when you with young girls, treat them as your own sisters.
Wathi Timoteo, uma unamantombazane, waphathe njengodadewenu.
What would you think of a boy who lusts after his own sisters?
Ubungathini ngomfana okhanukela udadewabo na?
Well, we live in the last times that are terrible times where there are some sex maniacs in this world.
Is there somebody that can lust after his own sister?
God will know the ziense if it doesn't happen.
But today, such things happen.
If my belelash or pela lati, if it was obtina.
The Bible tells us that the last days will be terrible days. But you are told you must be an example to others. Timothy, when you meet up with girls, take that girl as and treat her as your own sister. And if you meet up with older women, then treat that older woman as your own mother. Can a man lust after his own mother who gave birth to him? Yes, a hellish person can do that. But the word says, be an example. The word also says that you shouldn't rebuke an older man harshly, but correct that older person as your own father. And Gideon says, men, look at me. Look at me!
What an example!
He was an example! Are we an example to people today? Can we say to the world, look at me? If when you speak to somebody, when you correct somebody, can you say to others, look at me and follow my example? Here are true leaders. We don't want people who just want position. Some people follow certain rituals to get hold of position. If you want to be a leader through the life that you live. Not only through what you say. The people fight for position. The people even kill each other and shed blood. Do you know where the first blood was shed? The first blood was not shed at a beer party. It wasn't shed there where people were fighting over a girl. Today, many people kill each other because of alcohol. Because of fighting over a girl. But the first blood that was shed on earth was shed in a service where people were fighting over position. The first blood that was shed at a prayer meeting.
In the place of worship, that's where the first blood was shed.
Endaweni yokhuleka, yilapho ke igazi lokuqala lachitheka khona.
And it hasn't stopped since.
Futhi, kuzwe manje, akuphelanga.
Even today, the blood is still flowing.
Ngisho nanamhlanje igazi.
You can kill a person with words and you can kill him with thoughts. Even if that person is still alive, but there's a corpse before God in heaven. And God says, you the murderer of that corpse. Gideon said, watch me.
Gideon, what did? Gideon mean?
Follow my lead.
Landelani mean?
He showed the people how to do it.
Baba komisa na tukuti wenzwa ngancha.
We criticize people.
Tina sisola bantu.
We find fault with them.
Sitola maputa kona.
But let me tell you, as sure as you find fault with those other people, most probably your hell will be double that of
theirs.
If you don't show them how it's done, everybody can criticize. Everybody can find fault. And some days ago I said that that is the speciality of those that are on the wrong road. If you want to see the wrong of others, then you'll judge others according to yourself. Birds of one feather flock together. You don't flock together. Of course you do, even if you are not with them, but you're flocking to their mistakes. Maybe you're the first one to notice it. But if you're on the right track and you see people doing it the wrong way, then you do it the right
way.
And you'll want to be an example. You won't try to murder them by your words, by your actions, but you'll be an example. You try to get the attraction of the others and say, watch me.
And
you'll be an example to these people. You show them how it's done. Two wrongs don't make a right. The Bible says, overcome evil with good. Gideon said, now watch me. Now maybe if there would have been some super spirituals, then they would have said, no, Gideon, we don't look to men, we look to God. We don't do what men tell us. Next effect. Those people don't want to do what God says, they want to do what their own hearts
say.
Paul says, you follow me. That's what Paul says, as I follow Christ. And every one of these 300 immediately did and followed Gideon. Because they knew that Gideon does what God does. They were stepping in tune with Gideon at the same time with God. And what a mighty victory it was. For the rest of all eternities, the Lord says, heaven and earth will pass away, but not an iota of the word of God. Down through all generations, Gideon is showing us how it's done. And today, Gideon is telling you and me, and he says, watch me. I wish that every one of us would catch a glimpse of Gideon tonight. Watch him. And may God grant that you see the significance of what he does. That you will do exactly what he did. And that's the only way that we will overcome the joint forces of the enemy. And that God will be able to glorify and reveal his might and his power through
us.
Shall we pray? Lord Jesus, please grant us an ear to hear what you have got to say. May your words not fall on deaf ears. And blunt and hardened hearts. But that we'll be receptive and alive to your speaking. That we may be found to be true soldiers of the cross. That will be worthy of fighting the great battle of faith.
Amen.
Ezulwini ngeke sikhathale ukumkhonza uNkulunkulu.
In heaven we will not tire of worshiping our God.
So lokhu simkhonzile nje.
We will be worshiping him all the time.
Ngeke kufike ngisho ukukhathala, ngeke kufike ngisho ukwesela, ngeke sifike lobuthongo.
Tiredness, drowsiness will not come to us.
Kanti nasesihogweni futhi so lokhu sisha nje inguna phakathi.
And in hell as well, it'll just continue being burning.
Manje la umfundisi uManqele uthi kubekekile enhlizweni ukuthi singakahlukani abefundisi bethandaza.
Umfundisi Manqele said that before we part, the minister would like to pray.
Ubekekile ukuthi angathi sonke ngithi kunjalo umfundisi. Ubethe abefundisi bonke ubefisa ukuthi ke bethandaze. Uyena umfundisi ozwa nganoma uzobeka ukuthi ukuthandaze kuthini, nganoma uzalana noma uzochaza olapha, ungeza khona la.
He had a feeling, or I felt that it would come and that we can all pray together, but Fundisi will share with us.
Ayibonga Nkosi bazalwane.
And we thank the Lord, brethren.
Benginokucela nje kuba kobaba ukuthi sesidlile. Selokusafika lapha siyadla.
I had a request. Since we have come, all we have been doing is eating.
Ukuthi singakahambi ngesidumise nje uNkulunkulu bese siyabonga ngokukhuleka uNkulunkulu.
And before we part, that we praise and we thank the Lord.
Kube lowo nalowo ayibongele uNkulunkulu ngalesikhathi asiphesona siwa sizabantu.
That each and everyone would thank for themselves this time that they had it was sizabantu.
Amen. Can I sing? Bengicela ke sithathe iculo lendumiso. We glorify your holy name. Kawelama. We glorify. We glorify.
Power.
glorify. We glorify.
Amen, brethren. The Lord has heard our prayer all together.
No man is tanda zangelimu, eza sugene, potungulungulu yena usuile.
Even if we have tried in different languages, the Lord has heard.
Bazalwane, stelelin selele, njoba sahamba njela.
Now, brethren, we have been challenged as we are leaving now.
UJesu wakhuluma izwi kubafundi bakhe wathi odla inyama yami aphuze igazi lami. Ayi kwabakhulu lokho adla inyama yami adla igazi lami. Awu bahluleka bamshiya. Ngalokho waba kwabakhona ukuhlukana noma kwabakhona ukuhlungeka ngalokho.
When Jesus said that you will eat my flesh and you will drink my blood, it was for some too much to bear, and they separated, split from the Lord Jesus. And they did not understand what he meant, and their unbelief or not understanding caused them to separate.
And
even as Reverend Stegan said at Mapumulo, when we were praying for the Holy Spirit, there were many of us, and the Lord also brought down the number and separated us.
Umunkulunkulu esebenza kuba khona ukwehlukana kube khona ukuhlungeka abantu bebuyela emakhaya.
And the Lord is at work. There is a separation where the Lord purifies, and there are those that go back home.
Unkulunkulu abone ukuthi laba bantu sebebaningi kakhulu, ake ngidala ukuthi ngisebenzise lokhu kaGideon ngomoya wakhe. Unkulunkulu adala ukuthi abone ukuthi abantu angabahlunga kanjani.
And when there are many, the people are too many, and the Lord uses that which he did with Gideon and finds a way how he can purify and make the number worthy.
Kwangathi nathi njoba kathi lo eyithandazela ngokuyithandazela kwakhe, kwangathi angefane nalelo butho olizothiwa liphindele emakhaya liphuze lilele ngeziso.
And as each one has prayed, may the prayer that we have prayed not be like those who were found to be on their stomachs in the way they were drinking the water.
Kwimthandazo yami usuku nosuku ukuthi uNkulunkulu asiqhube kungabi khona lokho kuhlungeka phakathi kwethu.
It is my prayer every day that the Lord be with us and sustain us, that there will not be that time of purification and separation. But if that is what the Lord desires, he finds a way to purify his church. And many, we have often seen and experienced that which was in the Bible, and there are many of us that can testify. We have been equipped and challenged. May we go with these lamps that are on fire, so that we all can be on fire.
Asazi ke mfundisi mama ukuthi ungasho yini ukuthi bhekani mina ukuthi ngiphila kanjani.
Now ministers and mothers, I don't know, can you say, look at me how I live?
Ngoba ophetho kwafika lapho bethi bona isiliva negolide asinalo, bhekani thina.
And Peter and them came to the point where they said, silver and gold we have none, but look at us.
Angazi ukuthi njobe uhamba la uhamba uzofika ulale ngesisi noma uzowagxabha amanzi njengenja na ngokomoya.
And I don't know, as we part and as one goes their own way, will we be lying on our stomachs and drinking the water, or will we be lapping it like a dog spiritually?
Sibongile ukubona abanye phakathi kwenu mabebona ukuthi hayi siyempini manje belingisa lokho kuseBhayibhelini bafundisa ukuthi uma abantwana baka-Israyeli ngenkathi beyempini bathi ake sizingcwelise.
And I was so thankful to see if many of you come and do as we read in the Bible. Before the army of God went into battle, there was the time where they were purifying themselves.
Sibabonile-ke phakathi kwenu abanye babo bezingcwelisa.
And between you, we saw that some were there purifying their lives.
Uma bezingcwelisa akekho noyedwa la emission oshoyo ukuthi njengoba uzihlambulula uvuma izono zakho suzobizwa ukuthi uyibandla lakwasiza abantu.
And in them sanctifying them, and there's not one who has said, because you have now come to confess hear that you are now a member of the KwaZulu-Bantu Church.
And
as our minister Ntlabathi shared, that those who have found and grasped that secret, that you do not go back home with those burdens. And that we realize that when we go into battle, like Joshua said, before they go into battle, may they sanctify themselves. Ministers and ladies, know that as we are going back to our churches, we are going into a battle, and may we be on fire.
Ibandla libuka wena usuku nosuku ukuthi uyamvuthela uNkulunkulu noma umvutheli.
The church looks at you every day to see whether you are on fire for the Lord or not.
Ngoba beninjengalezi insuku beninjengabantu abawelisele konke ngaphesheya nabambana noNkulunkulu fanele beboneke mabefika ukuthi ninomehluko omkhulu ngalokho esikuzwile njengoba nathi sizwile nje kade befundisi beshumayela la ekhaya.
And as you were here today, you were in that state where you threw and sent everything across the river. And this was the time where we as preachers were able to hear as well from our speakers how we should live. We will ask Reverend B. Zondi to come, who also has the program. We talk about the Bible and Kwesi, that he can please come and close for us in prayer and also thank for the refreshments. Thank you very much, Fundisi, for that which you felt on your heart. We could experience the fire that the God's children had in their hearts. May the Lord bless you. I was hiding. And I was just keeping it a secret when our next conference will be.
UMinkosi Vuma, iinkonzo zoba mhlaka March, zobe zintathu kuya mhlaka 5, 2025.
Lord willing, the next conference will be from the 3rd to the 5th of March, 2025.
Kusho ukuthi ke nabe sebehambile sono siza nabantu bathumelele lo mbiko ukusho ukuthi inkonzo mayinkosi Vuma sezoba mhlaka 3 kuya mhlaka 5 March 2025. UNkulunkulu esasigcinile.
And for those that have left, if we can please pass on the message, Lord willing, from and the Lord has kept us from the 3rd to the 5th of March 2025.
Kusho ukuthi sesocela la ubaba ngo asizwanga lutho ukuthi khona kuzoshintshwa ngokudla ngibona ukuthi kuzoqhubeka kanjalo ngifisa ukucima lokho sesizwile sezothandaza nje la mfundisi ubaba Zondi usixoxa ngeBhayibheli uhlelo lakhe uphethe lolo hlelo sesocela nje ukuthi asivalele ngomthandazo asinxusele nakuthi masingena kulobo busuku uNkulunkulu amenani inkosi inibusise.
We ask that Baba Zondi will close for us in prayer. And may the Lord bless you. Thank you.
Let us stand up. Nkulunkulu wethu, siyabonga.
ngezinceku zakho nezincekukazi zakho abahambisi bezindaba zakho ukuba Nkosi balalelile bavuma ukuza Nkosi lapho bamema ubamemela kule ndawo.
Lord our God, we thank you for your servants who have heeded the invitation and have come and have spoken to us as we are gathered at this place.
Siyazi Nkosi simo sibukhuni kulesi sikhathi esiphila kusona nasezimweni ezidlula kuzona nakwezomnotho.
Lord, we understand that the times in which we live, economical times and what we find ourselves, it is tough times.
Kodwa Nkosi inceku zakho ziphikelelile zakwenza Nkosi zashisekela ukuba zibe kule ndawo.
But your servants have been on fire and were willing to come to be with us in this place.
Nkosi sizwile okuningi Nkosi ukhulumile nathi wasicija njengenceku zakho wakhuluma ngezindlela zonke ezahlukene ngezinceku zakho.
Lord, you have spoken to us through your servants. You have made us sharp and you have equipped us for the future, Lord.
Kusikhumbuza Nkosi inceku yakho uMose owayithatha wayinyusela entabeni wakhuluma nayo wayinika imithetho yakho.
It reminds us, Lord, of your servant Moses, whom you led up the mountain and you gave him the Ten Commandments.
Kwathi lapho ebuya kubantwana ba-Israeli ubuso bakhe babunenkazimulo bukhanya kwaze kwadinga ukuthi bumbozwe ngenxa yenkazimulo.
And Lord, when he returned to the children of Israel, his face was beaming in glory, so much so that his face had to be covered.
Kungathi Nkosi nenceku zakho ngathi lapho ibuyele ekhaya kube khona Nkosi okuphawulekayo ukuthi impela bebesentabeni ukhulumisana nabo kuthi Nkosi laba bababukayo babone inkazimulo yakho ebusweni babo.
And as your servants return home, Lord, may it be evident to all that indeed they were climbing that mountain and that your glory would be evident on their faces.
Wakhe Nkosi lawo masosha amakhulu amathathu esizwile ngawo empi kaGideon akwazi ukuthi anqobe izizwe emancane eyidlanzana elincane.
That you would raise those 300 men that were with Gideon and they were of such a small number.
Qhubekayo Nkosi ubusise izinceku zakho sazobuyela emuva zibuye nomyalezo Nkosi oshisayo ozokwazi ukuthi uguqule isimo uguqule umhlaba lapho Nkosi izinceku zakho zikhona.
As we part, Lord, be with your servants, we pray, and equip them and give them that which they need as they will go back to their churches, to their homes, and also proclaim your word and your message.
Nakulobu busuku Nkosi qhubeka nathi ulale nathi amazwi akho ankeneze enhlizweni zethu nasezingqondweni zethu.
This evening, Lord, we pray that you would be with us as we go to rest. May you be with us as we sleep, and may your words continue to ring in our ears.
Ubusise Nkosi nalokhu esizokuthola ozosipha kona ukuqinisa imizimba yethu kulobu busuku.
And Lord, we thank you. May you bless that which we will partake and that it will strengthen our bodies this evening.
Noma kusasa sesibuyele emuva Nkosi abanye bazovuka intathakusa bahambe siyacela Nkosi ukuthi ubagcine njengoba ubagcinile Nkosi bezalana uphinde Nkosi ubeke isandla sakho nasezinqoleni ubagcine nemgwaqo Nkosi siyabona mibi kunesigodi kunakho konke kodwa Nkosi ubagcine abantwana bakho ubavikele kukho konke okubi.
Lord, as your children go back home, some will wake up very early. May you keep them on the road. You kept them coming here, Lord. But will you continue with them and bless them in their journey?
Konke lokhu Nkosi sicela ngenxa yegama lakho.
Our Lord, we pray all of this in your name.
Amen.